Republican senators under pressure as gun controllers seek anti-Second Amendment votes. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 15, 2021. Republican senators are facing pressure from Democrats, establishment media, and other gun controllers now that numerous gun control bills have been introduced, all in hopes of securing the necessary anti-Second Amendment votes. Breitbart News reported that 8 Republicans voted for Democrat gun control in the House last week. Vern Buchanan of Florida. Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. Maria Salazar of Florida. Andrew Garbarino of New York. Chris Smith of New Jersey. Fred Upton of Michigan. Carlos Jimenez of Florida. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. The Hill reported that Brady PAC Director Brian Lemick reacted to the House vote by claiming, "We have a slim gun violence prevention majority, but we have the majority, which we know includes 8 Republicans." The New York Times also referenced Lemick, noting his intimation that the Brady PAC is ready to spend upwards of $10 million in the next election cycle in support of those who vote for gun control. Senator Richard Blumenthal stated he is already talking to Republican senators, trying to find the 10 who will be needed to pass the gun control measures. Blumenthal is trying to up the ante on Republicans by urging them to talk to families of victims of gun crime. He said, "The most powerful advocates for change are the people who have personal stories to share about how a background check could have saved someone they love. That's who my Republican colleagues have to answer to." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.